NY4G. How are you, Tom? Good morning.
Oh, good afternoon, Ariel. Well, a little foggy over here. We're just leaving Spartanburg, heading back towards the QTH. How you doing? Good to hear you on here, by the way.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I had 2 meter. I'm driving on 414 towards Tryon.
Going up to buy a new quarter horse.
See Mr. Phil.
Sheets of copper. Alrighty. Well, you're blessed. He's a great man.
Yep, guys around.
What are you using the sheet of copper for, may I ask?
Yeah, I'm building a plate for my lightning arrestor for my antenna. I used a plate for a ground strap. I mount the polyphaser on it.
But the high dollar one instead of the, I can't think of the name of the ones I use. Same ones built in for IQ users. Polyphasers are good. I seen a whole lot of those plastered all over a wall one time, Ariel.
Roger, I think you have the Alpha Delta version.
I do, in fact. Yeah, I had a friend at N5SD, and he took care of all the microwave towers, and they used polyphasers. And he said, Tom, he says, they're as good as gold, but he says, take a look at this picture, and they're all blowed to heck. They were inside of a microwave tower control room, and somehow he got past them. I know Bill, he uses a lot of copper strapping.
These things, as far as lightning strikes, direct lightning strikes, I don't think anything ever survives that. But static buildup and stuff like that, these are probably what they're good for.
Yeah, that's why I put them on, and I got one outside at the antenna switch, and then I got one at where it comes into the house, and the Alpha Delta has a little fuse in it, but I've never had a problem in that respect yet, I don't think, but I bought a spare fuse just in case. They're proud of those fuses. I think there was about $15. I don't really remember now. Boy, it's getting foggy over here on 29.
Anyway, the probability of, you know, something like that happening is kind of low, but it's better to have it and not need it and need it and not have it.
The idea that it bleeds off the static, I know that Carolina Wyndham developed static on it. I've seen it spark from the end of it before in hooking it up. But I got a 1-inch copper bar behind the rigs, and I put SO239s in it and jumped them all together with 1-inch copper strap. And then I went directly outside to a ground rod. And every time I shut down, I just plug it into that. But there are folks that don't ground out at all, had real good luck. I know Ed was up on the hill there above Lake Robinson. His theory was, and he was an engineer, that he was not going to put the potential to ground, that he was neutral and that there was less chance of hitting it, but I prefer the old-fashioned way. To send drill to you.
NY4G Mobile.
He had a big old beam up there, but he moved to Tennessee and since then passed away. But he was a big DXer on what am I trying to say? 432, that's what it was. He worked almost DXCC on 432.
So are you still driving to your house?
sir. I should have said V-U-C-C. Yeah, we're in, what's the name of this little bird here, Bernice? I don't think we're quite to Lyman yet, but we might be in Lyman here. It's a big quick stop and that. We went to Sam's. We're replacing a 65-inch TV that got a white spot in it, which kind of ticks me off. It's only about 6 years old, and it developed a white spot about the size of a golf ball in the center of it. And after going online, I find that that is traditionally about the time that they do. Bob was on here earlier, and he said that his experience was about 5 or 6 years on the, you know, the widescreen TVs that you buy nowadays. So I guess that's pretty usual, and that's what it said online. But the what you had to go through to try to take that thing apart to correct that, it was something on the back of it, the reflector fell down, they said, that caused that.
Yeah, put a piece of electrical tape on it and just forget it, huh? Aye.
Yeah. The guys back in the machine shop I used to work at, every now and then I'd find a jib crane with a pendant on it, and they had used duct tape. Luckily, that was stepped down to low voltage before it come down in the pendants.
Probably close to a third of the way up there. I'm here on a lonely country road called Tougaloo, headed to Highway 11.
Got a real good signal here, Dario. Oh, been doing a little DXing. I worked T1UT, I think it was, last night, Turkey. And I'd heard him the other night, but he was really, really weak. So he was on 7007 last night. Shortly thereafter, another DXer come in on that frequency, and so he moved to 7002. But he's been pretty active lately. I've worked Turkey many times, I'd say. But still, it's kind of neat. Worked him on the old super loop.
Yeah, you know, things are getting really bad in Turkey right now. I guess the currency is about to collapse or something.
And I know you spent some time over there and know a lot about it. I think you went over there on generators, didn't you?
Yeah, I covered the turbine test, and right now all the electricity is forced to, they're only allowed to operate 40% of the time, so you have rolling blackouts everywhere.
Doesn't sound good at all. Looks like the government could do better than that, but they used to be one of our best allies, but I don't think that's the case now, but I don't keep up on it.
Has collapsed, and I think their people are forced to use reserve currency. They're using dollars now to transact trade because the Turkish lira is worthless.
STR within line 4G. Well, Ariel, I don't know how far we are from that, unfortunately. What have they got? $30 trillion deficit now, and they're wanting to print more money.
Well, they did the same thing we have been doing. They lowered the interest rates to near zero, and, of course, we're doing the same thing, and I can't hardly fill up my tank with a full tank of diesel anymore.
Yesterday, it was $3.45 a gallon, wasn't it?
So last night, I filled up with $3.59 a gallon. I was only half full. I couldn't afford a full tank.
Oh, come on, Ariel. me and Social Security and all, you know. Shoot. Well, I think gas pretty much, what, $3.09 now, Bernice? I think we filled this one up. We're in the truck. And it was $3.09 last night. But thank you, Mr. Brandon.
Hello.
I won't say anything else. Oh, man. I looked at, we didn't need any, but I was looking at the beef over there at Sam's today. And which I'm kind of spoiled. I like filet mignons, but we don't eat them very often. But prime filets this time last year were $19.98 a pound. Today they were $25.98 a pound.
That, yep, everything, all meat products are up. Even if you can find them.
True.
Yeah, my mom was complaining that she can't find the meat that she wants to buy.
She's quite correct. I'll tell you a good one. Bernice uses oxtails and homemade vegetable soup. And we was looking at them, and it was $10.98 a pound. That's for a cow's tail. She found some that were right on the date that were $3.98. Or $3.98 a pound, she says. So she bought that package and freezes it because you don't make homemade vegetable soup all that often, but when it's nasty weather like this, it's pretty darn good, and that adds to the flavor of it. But the meat case in Aldi's, it just looks like it's decimated every time we go in there. We're fortunate. We have three freezers full, so we're not actually going hungry.
The oxtail, my mom has a dish that is to die for that uses oxtail as a main ingredient. I just had it a couple of days ago. Wow, that was really, really good.
People would ever know what it was if you didn't tell them, because it's very much the consistency of chuck roast. And I worked for quite a few years in a butcher shop in our little grocery store. Bernice makes a sandwich out of them. It's better flavor than chuck roast, she says. But in the, she puts them in the homemade vegetable soup, and boy, they really richen it up.
They just made a left turn to Tryon. Well, Landrum, actually. Yeah, oxtail, depending on the dish, it may be an acquired taste, but it's really, really good.
But that's just an example for a cow tail, $10.98 a pound. Good Lord. I sold a lot of arm roast and chuck roast for 69 cents a pound when I was a kid. Of course, back then, cigarettes were 25 cents, too. But I guess, speaking on it there, I don't know if that was the Neanderthal era or the Cro-Magnon. Which was that area?
Again, Tom?
Back when things were that price, when I was a kid, it was either the Neanderthal or the Cro-Magnon era. I can't quite place it now. It's been too many years.
Yeah, that was way before my time, Tom.
Ho, ho, ho. Yeah, and I'm 47 and dyslexic. It's always 39 every year, clear until she was 80.
Oh, the same as me. We must have the same disease.
It's like my daddy used to say, he was a railroader, and they were the worst in the world about tails, in my opinion. He always said, son, I never tell a lie. I may tend to vericate a little bit, but I never lie.
Soon I'll be celebrating so many anniversaries of my 39th birthday.
Well, there hasn't been a lot on the radio at night, but anything I've heard, I've been able to work. I had a nice, like we used to do on 17, a conversation and about weather and family and all that, with a guy in Texas. And I can't remember the name of that town. It started with an S, Cecilius or something. I worked out there on a dam project. I went out and set the dam gates and on the big limit switches. They were rather complex for a dam, put it that way, with a lot of feedback stuff on them, you know. And they sent me to San Angelo. I think next to when I went to the Navajo Indian Irrigation Project in Farmington, New Mexico, I always said that was the armpit. But I'll tell you what, I was almost scared to walk off the road there in San Angelo for the rattlesnakes. Roll or get lost in 0TR. Phone call. Yeah, you know, we're not too far from home, so I'll say 73s if you don't get back. And it's been a pleasure talking to you this morning or this afternoon. Take care, my friend. NY4G in 0TR.
Mobile. 4HKX, mobile.